The Gathering, September 1997. It was time, way high in magic land, to call them all in once again, a call to all who knew the truth of dreams of those who keep their youth. The world was full of grumps and groans and many people who had no homes, fear and loss of faith and dreams, and nowhere left to laugh and sing. Poverty reigning high, the sick and ailing left to die on city streets and alleyways, and shivering cold on rainy days. One old magician watched and cried, and even he began to die, and then awoke with anger high and said, "Enough of this, I'll turn the tide, I'll turn the tide." He sent a message through the land to gather all the magic hands, come to the mountains in the west and decide what fate should be the best. And then one night with storm-filled skies, a voice was heard from mountains high, and all the ones who knew the truth headed for the crested buttes. Together one for all and all for one, no one knew except for them why skies were dark and sunlight dim. But they all came to castle doors, and from inside they heard the roars of laughter and music of all kinds, sounds of poetry, dance, and lutes, and even sounds of cowboy boots, the flapping wings of Pegasus. One frail magician knocked upon the door, and it flew open, and smoke appeared upon the floor. And poof! An old magician did appear, with earrings dangling from his ears, draped in a robe all black with stars that shone like clear skies late at night, and planets were where his eyes should be, a hat that almost touched the sky. Silence fell upon the world, leaves and dust and sand did swirl. A voice so clear without a rasp said, "Enter, friends, you're here at last." Of all the magic ever known, no night of light had ever shone like on that night I'm speaking of it, for from it came a world of love and life and happiness. Even God smiled down on man, for there was health across the land. Evil hid its awful head. Children slept in magic beds. There was warmth and health and food for all, and money nevermore we saw. Trees were green year around, and singers sang, poets read, and all was well, all was well. Hatred fell, and races wept, for freedom finally reigned on high. Magic nevermore would die. Magic nevermore would die.